pop moments of the week. The week that was. Here on the K92 Morning Thing, we count them down. We reflect. A lot of times we're just reminded of, oh, yeah, I did that. And here we are. Moment number three. This one is fresh in our memory. It was just yesterday when we learned all about Antoine and his freakishly huge thumbs. Because, the question was, Monica was asked what sort of competition did she think she could beat Antoine in.
Yes.
And her correct answer, or the answer she thought, and I agreed with, was tug-o-war. And I didn't think that she would win in a thumb war because of this reason. Now, thumb wrestling, Monica has a strong hand. I think she would think, though, that because Antoine has sort of long, bony Arsenio Hall hands a little bit. So you'd have this big, long, gangly sort of witch thumb going on.
Okay, all right, enough adjectives.
I was like, moving on.
Just answer the damn question.
Get everybody understand my logic here. So I think he'd be able to reach out and be victorious in the thumb wrestling.
Yeah.
And then he comes in here this morning with all sorts of short people, tiny hand
exactly.
fire and hatred, Monica.
He sure
sometimes,
did.
Sometimes you got to load
did
the clip
research.
Up. You got to be ready just in case.
He did. He had a whole line of your mama jokes he had lined up over here.
It's like in school when you go to the lunch table on Wednesday and you get roasted like all your friends are on your head.
Right.
Yeah. All right. I'm going home. I ain't doing no homework tonight. I'm writing all these jokes.
Taking some notes.
And then you stroll into lunch. You're like, hey, who wants to talk now?
And do you stroll in looking like the giant from BFG? Is that what it is with your freakishly huge thumbs? I wrote that one down. I should point
out. Ready.
That. I wrote
ready
that down
that
from 6 o'clock this morning. Moment number two. You know what? You should have used your superpowers for the power of good because Antoine got lost in a Lowe's, and I feel like you could have just given the thumbs up and it would have popped up over the top of the aisle and someone would have been able to rescue you because he was trapped in the store and didn't know how to get out.
Did you know that Lowe's has four aisles of lighting things? Mm-hmm. And they all look alike.
Yep.
I walked down. As soon as I walk in, I'm that person. As soon as I walked in, I'm holding the light bulb from the kitchen. Like, I brought it from my house to Lowe's. Like, hey, help me replace this. Yeah. And so the guy was like, all right, well, you know, the lights are on aisles 8 through 12, but I think that one's 12. Aisle 12 looks just like aisle 9. And I walked up and down aisle 9 twice, thinking I was in aisle 12.
I got to admit, I kind of laughed at you. Well, Jared laughed last night because I said, Antoine got lost in Lowe's. He said he did what? He got lost in Lowe's.
Hey, you know what? You really should go to aisle 12 for that light bulb. That'd be a really good
idea.
Well,
I wish I ran into him because he probably would have taken me to it.
You know, I'll tell you what, Monica, I don't know why he didn't just follow the cast of his own shadow through those lighting aisles to get out of Lowe's.
I'm letting you get them off. I'm letting you get them off.
Because I'm little.
Yes, it's precious.
Yeah, and you kind of did hammer us earlier. Top moment of the week here on the K92 Morning Thang. And it's a moment that spanned over several days. It wasn't a moment. It was a battle. You know what? It wasn't a battle. Nay, it is a war. The war of soup and if soup is a food. So it started day one when we just started mocking Monica for her soup.
I got a bunch of soup haters in the house.
You got the sniffles, Monica? Is that what's going on?
Y'all are wrong. That is
messed up. Does anyone really enjoy soup?
No.
Okay, y'all are so wrong. Because years ago, there was a restaurant that was just about soups.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that restaurant?
I do.
And every time I would go get soup, Zach had something to say. And he was like, oh, are you feeling under the weather? You always had something to say about my soup. Because I was excited just to have soup.
That is a wonderful, wonderful story, a success story about the soup store. So tell me all about what's happening with the soup store today, Monica.
Let's not talk about that.
Can you go? Hey, why don't you go by today? Go by today and get you some soup for lunch.
Go by today.
What are you going to order?
I'm afraid I cannot.
You know what?
Can you pick us up some?
I can tell you exactly what she's going to order, Antoine.
I believe there's a nail salon there now.
I know where the soup store is. She's going to order dry cleaning because
it's a nail salon.
Ain't got no soup there anymore.
Ain't no soup.
And then that became into a full-blown battle. She was mad. And then we started arguing because you know what? Not only is soup unsatisfying, Antoine and I believe that soup isn't even a food.
Soup's not a food. I'm sorry.
It's really not a food.
You have a soup for dinner.
Soup's the other proclamation. It's not a food.
Yeah. You know what soup is? A chunky drink. That's all it is.
It's a smoothie.
Yeah, it is.
It's a
smoothie. Right. It's a hot smoothie.
Yeah.
That's all you're drinking. You have a hot smoothie. Try and serve me a hot smoothie. Call it dinner.
Well,
you don't call
no
smoothie dinner. Hey, what are we having for dinner tonight? Smoothies.
Yeah,
that is not
that.
A dinner.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, soup's not a food.
It can be a meal replacement.
There you go.
Meal replacement.
But not an actual meal.
Not an actual meal. Hot Slim Fast. Well, that's all it is.
Yeah. You going to whip up a nice bowl of sadness this weekend, Monica?
Maybe.
Yes, she is.
Maybe.
Because I don't want to be happy.
I will have some soup and I will enjoy it.
It's just
post it.
Flavored water.
Story.
You get Flint, Michigan tap water. That's soup.
Oh,
see,
wow.
They're branding it. Oh. Wrong. That's what it is.
Whoa.
If they just brand it as soup, then you're good to go.
Wow.
Mmm. Put some beans
that's
in there.
Just trying to hurt some feelings.
Nope, I'm going to have some soup now because you said that. I can't go with you on that one. I'm going to have some chicken noodle.